Hey, what is going on, Wildlife X team? This is Michael here, and welcome to our podcast. This is something new which we've just started and we're experimenting with, and our hope is so that way you can download this audio file, share it, listen to it whenever you want, however you want, so that way you don't have to watch the video or read the blog post. You can just listen to this while doing whatever you want to do. Now, for this week's topic, we wanted to talk about allergies. Now, we're a wildlife removal company, so why will we be talking about allergies and people getting sick and whatnot? Well, the reason for this is because we've actually done work on people's homes, and then people hit us up a few months later, and they're like, hey, my allergies are gone. What did you guys do? I'm suddenly healthy again. Why is this? And then we explain to them why it is, and that's what we're going to talk to you about this video, how getting a potential wildlife inspection could actually reduce your allergy symptoms, eliminate it completely, or at the very least, increase your feeling of well-being. So first of all, what are allergies? They're unpleasant. It is coughing, it is sneezing, it is red eyes, it's a general feeling of sickness and fatigue for an extended period of time. You know, you get like a normal cold or some type of disease, you have it for like a few days, maybe a week or whatever, and then it goes away and you're all well again. Whereas allergies are just extended. They go on for months. They occur seasonally, or they can just be constant all the time. However, the actual causes of allergies aren't so quite well known. Some people think it's pollen, others it's like a food allergy or whatever. You know, some of them are known, some of them aren't fully understood how the process works. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about causes where you don't necessarily know what it is. So you might think it's like pollen or whatever, but the mechanism isn't fully understood. If you have like a specific food allergy or a bee allergy or whatever, this podcast isn't going to apply to you, because a bee allergy, you know, this isn't going to fix that or whatever. If you get stung by a bee, doing what we're going to explain in this video is not going to help. Or if eating a particular food triggers your allergies, this is likely not going to help either. Now, it's not entirely impossible. Some of what we're going to describe in this video could be the reason why you're having negative, extreme negative reactions, that is, towards a particular food or insect or animal or whatever. However, we're not going to make that claim. So with everything, you should always consult your doctor. We are not medical professionals. We are Wildlife X Team International, and we're just sharing our story. That's all this podcast is talking about some clients who have experienced an increase in health after we have done our job. So here is our story. We are Wildlife X Team International, and we help homeowners and property owners remove wildlife creatures, undo the damage they have caused, and prevent the wildlife creatures from getting back into the home or apartment building. People often underestimate just how often wild animals such as raccoons and small rats are able to find sneaky methods into people's attics, for example. Medium-sized animals can shrink themselves to fit into very small holes that you may not even be able to detect. They're also great at climbing and breaking through areas to reach whatever they want to reach. Wild animals invade people's attics or get in between the walls or in between the floors because it allows them protection from the outside world. They don't have to worry about getting eaten, raising babies, or staying warm in between the walls of your home. They basically infiltrate your home for the same reason that you enjoy your home. Now, when wild animals are inside your home, they leave waste. They are not all Bambi and cute and, you know, they still do look cute in the wild and whatnot, but it's not quite like the cartoons. And being as we live in apartment buildings and homes and all this stuff, we're kind of disconnected from the truth of reality, which is that they leave waste just like us, but they do not have a designated area to go to the bathroom. When they're in the wild, this is okay because their poop just goes into the ground and then it helps the trees grow or whatever, you know, the whole process of life getting repeated. However, when they're inside of your home, they just go right there, in between the walls or in the attic, and they leave it right where they sleep. It can be obvious how this can kind of add up rather quickly, and this quite bluntly leaves a lot of animal poop, pee, and other waste in between your walls or in the attic or wherever they're hiding. Sometimes wild animals will also get stuck in between the walls or just get old, and they will pass away in people's homes as well. This usually leaves a bit of a small smell. However, it doesn't always. Sometimes it has no smell. Also, you may not even be able to hear this process happening. Obviously, if you have bigger wildlife animals that are making quite the fuss, such as raccoons fighting in the attic, this might be more easily detectable. However, for smaller animals such as mice and rats, they might just be so quiet that you don't even realize that they're in between the walls or in between the floors or in the attic. There's a whole area inside of your home which usually can't be accessed by you, and it's not completely blocked off. And even if there's a small hole, animals such as rats are literally able to chew their way in, or raccoons have literally torn holes in the roof. We have this on our YouTube channel, Wildlife X Team International, just showing how some of these creatures are so determined and persistent to get inside of your home, they're going to cause damage. But you're often not going to realize it, and so they're inside of your home, and there are just so many wildlife animal issues in people's homes without people even realizing it. So we often will get a call because people are like, okay, we do have a scratching. I do notice birds flying in and out of the attic, or, you know, I saw a raccoon climbing up and going inside of my home. Can you remove the creature? And then what we do is we come in, we remove the creatures, and then they often leave a lot of waste. So we clean out the waste, we replace the insulation, we do this whole process, we send the wildlife animals far, far away from the owner, and then we also do preventative measures. So if there were any holes or home damage, we restore that, and we make sure everything is set up so that way this damage doesn't happen again. And then we get a call sometimes, and people will be like, yo, my allergies are gone, what just happened? Or I'm feeling so much healthier and more energized and amazing, what happened? If you might have been able to actually kind of figure out, based on what I've said, why that is. And I'm going to explain the process to you right now. When wildlife animals die or leave waste, this attracts mold. It attracts bacteria. It also simply decays and gets into the air. Sometimes it can get into the AC system, or even if it's in between the walls, it can find its way out through vents. Do you see where this is going? When you have something like decaying poop in the air, in the wild, this isn't a problem because there's just so much other stuff that it's not like you're breathing it in. However, inside of your home, it can get trapped and it can be so much more concentrated. And so when you breathe this in, your body has a negative reaction to it. It realizes that the air is not quality, and so it proceeds to attack the small poop particles in your lungs. And I know this sounds really gross, but it really is what happens. Or if it's mold, it can be the mold spores going inside of your lungs. Or it can be bacteria, or, you know, it can just be so many different things. We're not entirely able to explain the entire process because we aren't the medical professionals. We're just the people that come in and do the whole wildlife removal. But generally speaking, this is kind of the process. Animals come in, they leave waste. This waste attracts mold, bacteria, and other creatures. They die, and also this waste decays, and this gets in the air, this reduces the air quality, and then it makes you sick. So if you have allergies all the time, even when you're away from the home, it's because your body's constantly trying to get rid of these toxins. It's only a natural process for you to get sick after these things happen because your body's trying to get rid of them. But the problem is where you're sleeping, where you're living is constantly reinfecting you and constantly putting these toxins back into your system. So it gets to the point where even when you're away from your home, you're still sick because your body has to constantly process and get rid of this. Let's say you're gone from the home for 10 hours of the day and you're inside of the home for like 14 hours of the day. Well, during those 14 hours, you're collecting toxins. And even during those 10 hours in clean air quality, you have to still remove those toxins. When you're within the toxins, you're releasing the toxins, but you're also putting in more toxin. And as you can see, this is just a very negative process, and unfortunately, which happens to a lot of people. So we just wanted to make this podcast because it's very imperative that you double check the air quality of your home or apartment building. Even if you're in an apartment, it's so important to check the air quality because this is going to determine a lot of your health and happiness. It goes without saying that if you're lacking a lot of energy, it's kind of hard to be happy. It's hard to be productive. It's hard to enjoy time with your partner and go out and have fun because your body is fighting these toxins. So get an air quality test, get a wildlife inspection, do whatever you can to make sure that the air quality is as good as it possibly can be within your home. And if you do discover that there are wild animals in there, then you seriously might want to consider giving us a call or even another wildlife company because they are going to have to go in, and it's not just about removing the animals. It's also about cleaning out the waste. It's like replacing the insulation, replacing potentially damaged wood or like other material which has just been soaked in their fluids. And again, I know this sounds disgusting, but this is really what happens, and it's affecting a lot of people all around the world. Not just Americans, but literally people all around the world. These creatures get in, they leave waste, and then it makes people sick, and then people go to the doctor and they start getting allergy medications and they're going like, why am I sick all the time? But the answer is the place they're living in is not having good air quality. And that's all it comes down to, is just double checking that the air quality is sufficient, that there aren't any toxins inside of the air. And unfortunately, a lot of these toxins come from wildlife animals invading and getting stuck in between the walls or attic or whatever. So again, we are not the medical professionals, so you should consult a doctor about this. Tell your doctor, hey, so I have allergies and this wildlife company is talking about animals dying and that leaving like toxins inside of the air and whatever. Do you think that makes sense? And he will be able to give you a better recommendation. You should always inspect your home anyways and just make sure that everything is going well and that you don't have any of these problems. So go ahead and do that. And if you do have wildlife animals up in the attic or anywhere, give us a call and we'll remove it. And hopefully you'll start to feel healthier and happier. Otherwise, there are, like we said in the beginning of this video, several other causes of allergies, such as being food related or maybe related to pollen or just all kinds of other potential causes. But this is just one potential cause which has helped a lot of people. So we wish you the best health and happiness that there is. We hope this podcast helps you. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE. Again, that's 855-WILDLIFE. Or you can visit www.wildlifexteam.com. We have a chat thingy there, so you can text with someone if you'd prefer that. Or you can just browse our website and get some more information. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And again, I wish you all the best. Have a great day.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.